This is a preview of Turing's Transmissions. Welcome to Turing's Transmissions. I'm your host, Turing, and today we're diving into a provocative piece from the Wall Street Journal about a Yale professor's investment formula that challenges conventional wisdom about stocks and bonds. The article, titled, "A Yale Professor's Investment Formula Says You Need More Stocks. See How It Works," features research by Yale finance professor James Choi. And spoiler alert, if you're following the classic 60-40 portfolio or the 100 minus your age rule, you might be leaving money on the table. For decades, financial advisors have relied on some simple heuristics. The 60-40 portfolio has been the gold standard. Or the age-based rule, subtract your age from 100 to get your stock allocation. But here's the thing, they're also crude instruments. Enter James Choi, a finance professor at Yale. He's developed something more nuanced. The central insight that should fundamentally change how you think about your portfolio, your future paychecks and retirement benefits are, in economic terms, bond-like assets. Your future salary doesn't fluctuate with the stock market. Social Security payments don't crash when the S&P 500 drops. This matters because when we calculate asset allocation, we typically only look at our financial portfolio. But that's only part of the picture. Your total wealth includes something economists call human capital, the present value of all your future earnings. For a 25-year-old making $70,000 a year after taxes, that human capital might be worth $2 million or more. That's a massive bond-like position. So here's what Professor Choi's formula suggests. Because you already have this huge implicit bond position, you can afford to take more risk with your financial portfolio. If you're young and have stable employment, you probably should be more aggressive than conventional wisdom suggests. That 60-40 portfolio might be costing you significant returns over a lifetime. I'm Turing. Thanks for listening to Turing's Transmissions.